While this is loading, I do not have anything to disclose. Also, while this is loading, I'm going to let you just know that this is my first venture into the qual world, so I'm a little nervous. So just to give you a little bit of background about what I was studying, SIDS is defined as the sudden infant death of an, or I'm sorry, sudden death of an infant less than 1 year of age that cannot be explained after a thorough investigation is conducted. It is the leading cause of death among infants aged 1 to 12 months and is the third leading cause overall of infant mortality in the United States. SIDS prevention messaging regarding breastfeeding and bed sharing are very important for parents given the following reasons. Number one, many studies have demonstrated a positive association between bed sharing and breastfeeding, with an increase in frequency and duration of breastfeeding among bed sharing infants. Secondly, feedings based on infant cues, including night feedings, are associated with higher frequency, duration, and exclusivity of breastfeeding. The evidence that breastfeeding is protective, it's consistent in the larger studies, and there is a plausible biological mechanism. Infants who are formula-fed, as compared to those who are breastfed, suffer increased health problems such as increases in infection, diarrhea, and formula-fed infants are twice as likely to die from SIDS. Lastly, and arguably the most important, is that the prevalence of bed sharing on any given night ranges from approximately 45% to 65%. As demonstrated by the National Infant Sleep Position Study and the Infant Feeding Practices Study 2, respectively. So I want you to just keep that in mind. For my methods, my analysis had a grounded theory cast in that I was exploring a fairly advanced hypothesis in pursuit of a more empirical theory. My search terms included SIDS, safe sleep, bed sharing, breastfeeding, and co-sleeping, because often co-sleeping and bed sharing are not very accurately defined. My search sites included sites that would be accessible to parents, so I didn't do any searches on PubMed for these messages. I focused on things like Google and Yahoo and Bing. I did limit my results to NGOs with 501c3 status, and the reason for doing this is this was a pilot study. I'll talk about my additional studies that will be happening and that I am going to be looking at governmental agency messages as well. So I analyzed 23 websites of organizations that provided messages to the public about SIDS and safe sleep. Every single one of my websites contained information about a crib, bassinet, or playpen being the safest place for infants to sleep. And most websites did mention breastfeeding, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as well. I did also find that there was very little difference in messaging at different organizational levels. So my messages about breastfeeding, they appeared to fall in one of five themes. The numbers, which I'll show in just a minute, indicate how many websites included a message in a given theme, and I will note that these are not mutually exclusive. So my five themes, the one that came up most frequently was that breastfeeding was mentioned as it was related to pacifier introduction. So room sharing was also another issue that came up regarding breastfeeding. I want to just highlight as well the last two, the two that were mentioned most infrequently. Breastfeeding protects your baby, and breastfeed if possible. Messages regarding bed sharing or not bed sharing, which is more frequently the case, fell in one of four different themes. Again, I want to note that my counts of each themed statement focus solely on the website lists of safe sleep tips. And the numbers indicate how many websites included a message in the given theme. And again, these themes are not mutually exclusive. Some websites had messages in more than one theme. I do also want to make a note at the bottom here of the stars. These messages are in addition to the general recommendation that babies should sleep in a crib, bassinet, or playpen, which I mentioned earlier. One website on safe infant sleep made no mention of bed sharing, and two websites recommended that if you choose to bed share, then you should use the following precautions. So I also want you to remember that. One other thing that I do want to mention is that on five of the websites, they never mention breastfeeding in any context. This is an example of one of the websites that I analyzed. So highlighting number two right there, use a safe place like a crib, bassinet, or playpen. Do not sleep with the baby in your bed. So some additional findings. Safe sleep messages do not address the various reasons that parents choose to co-sleep. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit in my conclusions. But in additionally, messages do not address the interaction between bed sharing and the adherence to other safe sleep practices. So the research demonstrates that the presence of any risk factors alone or in combination creates a potentially hazardous sleep situation under which bed sharing should be avoided. This is especially problematic with smoke exposure for the infant, parental drug and alcohol use, sleeping with someone other than a parent, and then presence of pillows, blankets, soft bedding, and infant prone and side sleeping. So at this point, I want to make a parallel with abstinence-only education. So I think that this is something interesting to think about in the way that we give messages to the public. So we know that abstinence-only education has not shown to be effective. And given the research on bed sharing and the amount of bed sharing deaths that are increasing, I would argue that our abstinence-only bed sharing messages are not effective either. Especially when you consider that on any given night, 45 to 65% of our parents are bringing their babies into bed. So some further investigations that I'm excited to do include conducting focus groups with parents to identify their responses and comprehension to multiple themes in safe sleep messages. I'm also looking forward to analyzing governmental messages on national, state, and local levels, and analyzing messages in the media on bed sharing. This is not one of the ones that I analyzed. It is from the City of Milwaukee Health Department. This is something that I would actually am really interested in using in my focus groups. So in conclusion, without safety information to inform decisions regarding recommendations and precautions, bed sharing and breastfeeding families are left educationally stranded. Messages regarding SIDS and safe sleep should distinguish between conditions when bed sharing is considered safe and when bed sharing is considered hazardous. Safe sleep messages should also include recommendations about breastfeeding, given the research. So at this time, I'd like to thank my co-author, Dr. Miriam Labach, and my other colleagues at the Carolina Global Breastfeeding Institute. And I finished a little bit early. And at this time, if it's okay, I'd like to take a couple of questions. I'm afraid I have to excuse myself. My only two presentations here at APHA are scheduled at the same time. So I'm gonna have to run. But I'd love to take questions or comments since this is my first venture into qual. Yes.
Actually, I have two comments, maybe questions. You said that you research different websites. So, and the extensions identify that what kind of websites are they? For example, .com, .edu, .org, and .net. Did you have a chance to look at those breakdowns? Because the focus might be different. .com is usually for commercial purposes and for market purposes. And .edu, .org, and .net, these are usually professional organizations. So this is one breakdown that could be addressed, and I don't know how much you address that. And the second issue that is also, I think, important is that how deep was the information inside the website? Was it a main page and then sub page and then sub page, 100 steps deep inside it that's hard to reach? Or was it on the surface or less? Did you have a chance to, or still have a chance to look at those dimensions?
Great, thank you so much. So I'll repeat some of the questions if I can paraphrase correctly. But the first question was asking about whether or not I paid attention to whether it was a .com, .edu, .org, or .net website. I did not actually analyze that, but I can tell you that they were either .org or .com. A lot of the, so it's interesting in the world of SIDS and Safe Sleep that there are many different organizations and different organizational levels that are tackling these issues and delivering messages to parents on safe sleep. Some of them are just multi-disciplinary groups that are coming together. The example that I gave actually is from North Carolina, and they're actually a multi-disciplinary group that have come together to talk about this issue, and they are a .org. And I'd say some of the other ones are just sort of independent groups that have a passion for preventing SIDS deaths. And so some of those are definitely .com. That's a really interesting question. I will definitely look into that. The second question was how deep were these messages in the websites? Another wonderful question. Some of them, again, very easy to find. Some of the organizations that are solely there for infant safe sleep, it was right there, right when you clicked on safe sleep, after I searched on Google, for example. Others, such as the one from North Carolina, they do lots of different messaging about infant care. And so you did have to click safe sleep, and then they had an additional layer before the baby arrives, after the baby arrives, and I think the third was sort of continued support. Thank you. Yes. It is.
We're one of the highest ranking, we have one of the highest rates of African American deaths in the country. And safe co-sleeping is one of the issues. So I'm really excited to see your work. But I wondered how deep are the, in the breastfeeding, the websites on breastfeeding, did you have to go to find anything about sleep?
That is also a very interesting question. I'd say that in the world of breastfeeding and safe sleep, that the bed sharing issue is very volatile. We all want the same thing. We want to prevent infant death, but I think the way that we've been talking about it and going about it is very different. I think that for those in SIDS prevention and safe sleep promotion solely, the issue is you are seeing increased numbers in bed sharing deaths. And this is a really big issue. I'd like to argue that the messages do not bed share doesn't help parents when nearly 50% on any given night are sharing a bed. And we do know that it can be done safely, but that there is a lot of information that parents need to be given. And I'm sorry, I've sort of forgotten your question, but okay. Thank you so much. Any additional questions, I'd encourage you to email me, because I would love your comments and feedback, at Brooke, B-R-O-O-K, at email.unc.edu. Thank you.
Thank you, Brooke.